This is the Out of Country panel. We're running this style a little bit differently. If you haven't been in
okay,
here yet,
ready?
These are 50 minute
this
sessions.
This is the Out of Country
we
panel.
Must quit on
We're running
time.
This style a little
I'll
bit differently.
Be
if you haven't been
like
in here
hawk.
Yet, these are 50 minute
You're
sessions.
You're welcome to ask
we
questions,
but I will come to
time.
You.
I'll
say the question and I'll say it in like here because we're recording it.
You're welcome to
and
ask questions,
hearing
but I will
people.
Come
they
to you.
They cannot hear you talk.
You'll
on
say
a
the
mic.
Question and I'll say
Those
it in here because we're recording
mic.
It.
So you say it
and also
we
short,
have hearing impaired.
And I'll
people.
Say it
they
in
cannot
here.
Hear you.
Maybe
talk
you've got
on
a question
mic.
That's very
Most
unique, got a lot of
mic.
Details.
So you
moving
say
parts.
It, keep it short.
These three are
willing to go out in the hall.
Maybe you've got a question that's very unique, got a lot of details.
Moving parts.
Yes.
These three are willing to go out
yes.
in the hall after.
So here's what I want you to be thinking
and answer
of
those questions.
Is
yes.
what do you want
yes.
to hear
yes.
from this panel?
Yes.
Like I'll ask you for a bullet
so
point.
So here's what I want you to be thinking of.
Raise your hand, shout it out in a
is
second.
What do you want
so we'll
to
have
hear
them do
from
intros
this panel?
While you're
like
thinking
I'll ask
of what
you
want to
hear.
This is for them.
Raise your hand,
so
shout it out
in a second.
You are expecting
so we'll have them
to hear
do
so
intros while you're thinking
it.
Of what you want to hear.
That's not the question time.
Them. So they know what you are expecting to hear. So they make sure
I don't have any prepared questions.
That's not the question time.
So the first thing they'll do
will
is they will say who they are.
Okay. I don't have any prepared
where
questions.
From,
they
where they invest
and why.
So the first thing they'll do
why they invest in
is they will say
place.
Who they are.
Who wants to know that?
Where they're from.
Everything
where they invest.
Perfect.
So we are
going to
deal with the why.
Don't you all want to know why
so
they invest in a particular
Jeff.
Place?
Everybody
who
say
wants
hello,
to know
Jeff.
That.
Every hand.
Perfect.
Hi,
so we are
going to
deal
they
with
can
the
do
why.
Better than that.
So first,
hello,
is
Jeff.
Everybody say hello, Jeff.
Outstanding.
All right, listen, you two in the back,
can
y'all cannot talk in here.
Hello,
y'all
Jeff.
In the hall.
Outstanding.
All right, listen, you two in the back,
right,
y'all
one
cannot
more time.
Hello,
talk
Jeff.
In here. Y'all got to go out in the hall.
All right, you're going to irritate these
so
two in front.
So good afternoon, everyone. Appreciate being here.
All right, one more
I
time.
Live
hello,
in Kite,
Jeff.
Georgia. It's a little town, 158 people
so
there.
Good afternoon, everyone. Appreciate
being here. I live in Kite, Georgia. It's a little town, 158 people there.
Beautiful, amazing.
So we invest in Greece. Scenery.
We love the
historical
country of
sites, archaeological
people
sites
there.
Everywhere.
Beautiful, amazingly
beautiful
super
oceans
friendly
and scenery
like
and historical sites, archaeological
so you visited,
sites everywhere.
You loved it.
Did it twice, and the third time we bought
like
a house there. Excellent.
There's
going to
be a theme here, I think.
So you visited and you loved it.
All right. So what was his
visited
name?
Did it twice, and the third time we
hello,
bought
Jeff.
A house there.
There's going to be.
You
a
know
theme
I'm having
here,
you repeat their name.
All right. So what was his name? So when you see them in the
hello, Jeff.
Or you don't want them having you repeat their name.
Feel free to engage with them.
So when you
Funny
see
joke.
Them in the
Kathy?
Hall later, or
this
even
is
Kathy.
In the bathroom,
feel free to engage with them.
Much better. Go, Kathy.
Funny Hi, joke. Y'all. Kathy. I am Kathy. Kathy Russell. In
this
fact,
is Kathy.
I live in an equally small town in
Much
North Carolina
Go,
called
Kathy.
Pittsburgh.
Hi, y'all. I am Kathy.
I
Kathy Russell.
Invest
in fact,
in Nicaragua,
I live
in
the
an States. Equally small
I
town
have
in North Carolina
short-term rentals,
Pittsburgh.
Long-term rentals, and I, do
I invest
year.
In
the
reason
in
I was told to be short, and my answer is to buy
Nicaragua
long-term rentals,
so
I'm
going
to flip to
year.
Say it short.
The reason I was told to be short,
and
my answer is to buy Nicaragua
lack
long,
of
so I'm going to
stupidity. Say it short.
Happenstance that. Turned
basically,
out well.
Lack of self-restraint,
but you went
lack
to
of
Nicaragua
self-control,
and fell in love
stupidity.
With it, right?
Yes, happenstance
then
that turned out well.
You were there for
well.
A few extra days and decided to what?
I
went to Nicaragua.
I wasn't
and fell
there
in
for
love
a few
it,
extra
right?
days.
Yes,
and
I stopped at an attorney's office on my way out of town and signed
what?
A power of attorney.
I wasn't there for a few extra
the
days.
The day I looked at the house,
I stopped at an attorney's office on my way out of town and signed a power of attorney.
Came back 3 months and I owned it. The day I looked at the house.
Self-restraint comment.
And then this was Kathy.
Bought it like right after.
Hello, Kathy.
3 months and I owned it.
Great. Hence the self-restraint comment. All right. This
I'm
was Kathy.
Aussie Steve.
You really
Hello,
going
Kathy.
Aussie Steve?
I
right,
go Aussie
great.
Steve. That's right.
Okay, this is Aussie Steve.
I'm Aussie Steve.
You really going with Aussie Steve?
I go Aussie. Hey, Steve. How you doing?
That's right.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean, I live in New Orleans now, so I bought a lot of properties in Australia. How you doing?
Various states.
Yeah, I mean, I live in New Orleans now.
I was
so
Australia.
I bought
I
a lot of properties
to New
in
Australia,
Australia
in
vacation
various states.
And fell in love with it. And now
that
I didn't
leave
at the time. I was
eight,
from Australia.
Years,
I then came to New Orleans on a vacation and fell in love with it. And now I've lived in New Orleans for 8 years.
But you
started to sell them off, to be honest. Australia's USA has some major advantages over. I started to sell them off, to be honest. And Australia's USA has some major advantages.
Well,
I mean, yeah, I mean, international. America was international for me because I'm Australian. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, international. America was international for me because I'm Australian.
So again, that was who? That was Aussie Steve. But come on, let's do it better. So again,
Aussie
that was who?
Steve. Outstanding. All right.
Now let's
that was
rapid
Aussie
fire.
Steve.
What do you want to hear?
Come on, let's do it better.
Aussie Steve. Outstanding. All right. Now this is the rapid fire. What do you want to hear? So have you thought about doing a 1031? Okay, what was yours? So how do you
so
find
about doing a 1031?
Okay, what
do
was your
legwork for you is more it. Yes.
So how do you find people on the ground
to do
your
ledger deal
for you?
Nicole,
more it, yes. What countries give you citizenship?
Who do you find
for
a financial deal?
Nicole. Kathy. What countries give you citizenship?
How do you find the house you want to buy? Everyone.
Is that drive for dollars?
Kathy.
Take the rickshaw. How do you find the house you want to buy?
What?
Is that drive for dollars?
How do you ensure
take
clean
the rickshaw?
Title.
That's enforceable.
Hang on, so
what?
Ooh.
Yes. How do you ensure clean title? How do you deal with contracts
that's
and
enforceable.
Regulations?
That sounds like an American problem, too, right?
Yes, sir. You have that here?
Yes.
Yes. How do you deal with contractors and regulations? That sounds
is
like an American problem,
easy to repatriate
too, right?
gains from fraud?
Yes. Yes. Well, if you're an American citizen, you got to pay tax everywhere, right?
Is it easy to repatriate
legal accounting
gains from fraud?
What are the tax advice? If you need a psychologist,
citizen,
you
got
to pay tax everywhere,
yes.
right? We are not giving legal accounting professional letter of tax advice. If you need a psychologist, go find one in the hall. Yes. So you need to make sure contract law is actually enforced and your ownership is protected. All right, anything else? All right,
excellent.
So you need to make sure contract law is actually enforced.
You want to address any of that first?
All right, anything
else? I'll talk about the 1031 question.
All right, excellent. We're ready to get going.
Be short.
Yes, sir.
You want to address any of that first?
Yeah,
that just particularly hit you?
I'll talk about the 1031
great
question.
Great wisdom, right
Jeff,
there.
Remember
sure.
So,
all right, Jeff.
Yeah, so sure. my understanding on yeah, the 1031 yeah, is you can 1031
great wisdom,
inside
right
of Greece.
Sure.
So, property, right, property, so my understanding on the 1031 is you can 1031 inside of Greece from property to property, but you cannot 1031 from the United States to Greece.
Well, that's unfortunate. Okay, so what Rob from Chicago said was, just because you haven't figured it out, how does he go and figure it out? Okay, so what right. Rob from Chicago well, said
quite
was,
quite,
just because you haven't figured it out, how does okay. he go and figure it out?
I can answer boots on the ground. My property in Australia, I lived in Australia,
close.
But I've never
okay.
seen them. I can answer boots on the ground.
I'm
different
states.
My property in Australia, I lived in Australia, but I've never seen them.
I've
made a lot of money.
A bunch of properties in different states.
I've sold a bunch of them too.
Boots on the ground.
I mean, you know, for 7 years,
you make phone
made a lot of money, and
property
never
managers,
walked, you know,
people
footing them.
That was my go-to property manager.
Boots on the ground. I mean,
the truth.
You know, you
not
make phone calls.
The person
you find
selling you the
property.
You know, people
watch
you can
that was my go-to
right.
a
the people
property
that
manager.
Them,
because they told me
brochures.
The truth. Not someone. The person selling you the property.
Watch
property managers,
out, right?
Don't. The people
because
that are selling them,
manage
fancy
property,
brochures,
they're going to be your business.
They're going to tell you
lies,
and then you want to get
property managers
inspection
don't,
because they're going to
so
actually manage
you
your property, and they're
going to
be your boots on the ground. And then you want to get
call around,
find people that
services so that
don't have
the like,
vested
the
interest
condition
in
of the property.
I mean, call around, find people that
but Kathy is not your attorney,
interest in selling you the property.
I'm a retired attorney. I'm not an attorney.
Say Kathy is not my attorney. Not your attorney, right? Kathy is not my attorney. Say
Kathy is.
I'm
a retired attorney. I'm not an attorney.
Say
at
Kathy
all.
Is not my attorney. Say it.
Property.
Kathy is not my
how
attorney.
You know that
Kathy, what I really thought was interesting
in
this question
country,
from over here about enforcing
like number
your
one
property
that was binding,
rights.
But
how
did you
know
that
those
said
property
POA rights,
and
all
that
you did
in another country?
Could
I guess number one that was binding?
Sue on that.
How do you
enforce those property rights?
Nicaragua is a bit of the Wild West in regard to a lot of legal things, like the contractor question. Nicaragua is a bit of the Wild West,
but when it comes
to
title,
legal things
have title
contractor question.
Very similar, almost exactly the same.
But when it comes to title,
there are some contract
differences,
but
they actually
very similar, almost exactly
the same as what we have here,
and
they do
contract differences just like we do.
They actually
copy
have
some
of our
deed, of course,
title companies
there.
From Spanish,
and
so
they do a title search just like we do. You get a copy of it.
I will say, too, in Australia,
title
is federal,
so
it's like it's like the government is endorsing it. It's totally.
I
will say, too, in Australia, it's title is federal, so
it's
like it's the government.
There's conveyances
in it, like totally
put the like contracts together, but it's a federal
title attorneys. Like it's there's conveyances who like
different
put the
yeah just
together, but it's. It's a federal
first off, you can translate any language using words.
Different than they said.
Translate
yeah,
it into just English and read it yourself. And make
first
sure.
off,
you can
and
translate
Microsoft
any language using word.
Translate.
Right.
Take
translate
a picture,
into English
translate
and then read
it
yourself.
Straight.
Absolutely. So
and
then
Microsoft
you can read the document yourself, but you're also using the professional. Right.
Take
it's different. It's different in Greece.
Absolutely.
So then you can read the document yourself, but you're also using the professional.
You're
making
sure
that it's reputable professional. It's different.
Wait a minute. What was that? Use a
notary,
attorney.
Professional.
So,
sure yeah,
so
professional.
So I should just do this on the
item.
What was that? My own
no.
Notary,
no. Professional. So in, yeah, professional.
So I should just do
so
this on the
rickshaw on my own.
No. Yeah, except it takes much longer to
so
get that done in Greece.
That sounds like
okay.
what we do here, right? Question.
Yeah. Except it takes much longer to get that done in Greece.
So the deal is, Okay, some people are hearing impaired. We got to get it on the recording over here. And if you want to come back, tell me the question.
So the deal is
to them, and I'll repeat it.
Some people are hearing impaired. We got
to
get it
on the recording over here in the corner. So you tell me the question, say it to them, and I'll repeat it in the microphone. Okay.
In Australia, do they still use negative amortization?
They don't do negative amortization. I think that's Canada.
In Australia, do they still use negative amortization?
Which is you can take a loss on a property against your W-2 income, but not negative amortization.
Question, raise your hand. So how do you look for profitability abroad? Is short-term rental the main objective? So how do you look for profitability abroad?
Same like here, or is it different?
And what was the objective? Is it same like here, or is it different?
Do you get the same tax benefits, appreciation, depreciation, that sort of thing?
So in Greece, there are no capital gains.
Do you get the same tax benefits?
We're looking for a large increase. So in Greece, there are no capital gains.
Because we got a great deal on it.
We're looking for a large increase when we do, if and when we do.
So we're doing short term, we're doing Airbnb.
We got a great deal on it. Is our plan. And then.
Yeah, the tax.
So we're doing short term, we're doing Airbnb.
The same as here. I also Airbnb my properties.
I'm in a small fishing village on the Pacific coast of Nicaragua.
I also Airbnb my properties.
I'm in a small fishing village on the Pacific coast of Nicaragua.
And my goal is.
More appreciation in Nicaragua, specifically
rents of them.
The area where I am,
my goal
named in like 10 different publications.
More appreciation
in
Nicaragua
is
a
must-visit
place.
The area where I am,
surf tourism there, which is small but growing.
Right now,
we're 2.5
hours from either Managua Airport or
surf tourism there, which is small but growing.
Right now, we're 2.5 hours from either Managua Airport or Liberia Costa Rica Airport.
So my play is a long-term appreciation. They're going to just increase rapidly, shorten that immensely.
So my play is a long-term appreciation.
They're going to sometimes increase rapidly,
sometimes
not.
I will say Australia and America have very different benefits.
Sometimes
Australia is very capital.
Appreciation.
Well, I will say Australia and America have very different benefits. Australia is a very capital appreciation
like
market.
It's 11 times.
So since the 80s,
whereas
America's
gone up
5 times. And so it really appreciates.
Like
but the downside is it doesn't really cash
whereas,
flow.
America's gone up 5 times.
So in America, you're getting the benefit of cash flow.
And so really appreciate.
Fixed
but
debt,
the downside is it doesn't really cash flow.
And it doesn't have 30
so in America, you're getting the benefit of cash flow. And 30-year fixed debt.
So, Robert, I was going to address one of the earlier questions about how to find,
so they are very
how you found properties and driving for dollars.
So, Robert, I was going to address one of the earlier questions about
four different real estate agents.
How you found properties.
On the fifth one.
Driving for dollars.
We were there.
I mean,
we were there 3 months.
We were there
four different real
estate
agents before we settled on the fifth one.
We had different rental cars.
We were there.
We applied to an island.
We were there 3 months. We were there February, March, and April.
But
we
between put, the five
we,
rental cars,
we had different
we
rental cars because we applied to an island rental car there, then fly somewhere else
time. So we
but between the five rental
a lot of territory
we
because we were
12,000
interested in the bigger
cars,
picture, and there's an
in
incredible amount
time,
of opportunities
so we
in Greece.
Covered a lot
there's
of territory.
There's 120, 150 interested
front
in bigger picture, and
there's
an
incredible amount of
opportunities
sitting there
in Greece.
There's
120, 150 beachfront hotels.
There's a whole lot of different reasons for those.
They're just sitting
one of the big ones was the 08, 09
real estate crash, which also affected.
There's a whole lot of different reasons for.
Banks were giving away
one of the
money
big
like
ones
candy
was
before
the,
that. 08,
09
real estate crash, which also affected Greece.
And, like
and
none of those
the banks were giving away money
up,
like
so
candy before that.
There's opportunities everywhere.
2 years after
our
that.
Got the next question.
And, like,
okay, I was there for 2 days. And like 3 months. I was actually going to a yoga retreat.
Okay, I was there for 2 days.
My friends
and like
let's go somewhere.
3 months.
We looked at
I was actually going to a yoga retreat in Costa Rica.
So we spent
a few days
in
Granada.
We were 2 days in the map beach town.
That's cool. We can go
finding properties
are
serving
so
the internet. I do that everywhere I go.
Granada,
I just don't actually buy
we were
2 days
in this little beach
the last
town.
Day we were there, we had
my
no plans.
Method, finding
I had met
this
the internet.
Canadian
I do that everywhere I go.
Bar.
I just don't actually buy
we were hanging
buy
out there. I said,
the last
hey,
day we were
what?
There,
I'm
we had no plans.
I
had met
on the internet. He said, hey, there's this house called Casa Suelo
there.
I said, hey, guess what? I'm
going
to look at some real estate today.
Fell out of
the internet.
And my friends are
over. Called this house called Casa Suelo.
Friend showed up.
My
friends are freaking out.
Sold.
He said, nope, fell out of contract.
And my friends the realtor.
Called his friend.
You know, it's always that. Friend
showed up.
My friends are freaking out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with her.
My friends
was and go
supplier,
like, it's Kathy.
You know she always
came
does this. Nobody's
said, I'm
buying it.
In
stopped on the next morning.
I'm gonna
on the
go
way
with her.
Town,
just
signed
to
a power of attorney.
Beer contractor.
What is good advice?
I came back down. I said, I'm
there.
Buying it. Stopped on the next morning. I'm on my way out of town. Signed a power of attorney.
What is good advice that you just heard?
It seems like a lot of lessons were just now learned. Say thank you, Kathy. It seems like a lot of lessons were just now
like
learned.
Like I said, stupidity that just turned out well.
Who hasn't done that? All right, Joe.
Like I said, stupidity that just turned out well.
Who hasn't done
did
that?
Did you or would you finance
all right,
the property?
Next question. Because here were you small banks. How did you or would you finance the properties? So he went to buy in Macedonia. This is
because
Joe Stevens
small
up
banks.
Here asking the question if anybody cares about Macedonia. So he went to buy in Macedonia. This is Joe Stevens.
The small
up
bank
here
won't finance it.
Asking
local
the question
Macedonia
if anybody
or local
cares
here
about Macedonia. Local here in Macedonia would
local
or would
small
not
bank won't finance it.
Local in
we
Macedonia or local
better
here?
Get a plane ticket. Get to Macedonia right now.
Local here in Macedonia would or would
so
not.
How did you pay for it?
We don't know.
We paid cash.
Get a plane ticket.
And
to
then
Macedonia
it,
right now.
It was a pain in the ass because
so
they have this thing
it
that they call outside the deal money, which is
and then
cash. It
like
was
euros, so
it was a pain in the ass because they have this thing that they call outside the deal money, which is
like
actual $10,000 in euros. So we had to translate all this American and go to
never explored that.
Get like $10,000. I mostly do cash on my deals. Sorry.
In Nicaragua, I never explored
that
on my first property.
I mostly do cash on my deals.
$180,000. However, I was told on my first property I could not finance it. Pay cash was $180,000. However, this thing from the government called a certificate of non-objection. So it's like building owner financing. So I paid half. I paid $90,000 from the government.
Took a year and a half to get that certificate.
So it's like building owner financing. So I paid half.
My second property, I paid half.
Took a year and a half.
Just got
the
certificate.
My second half is
due.
And I recently
bought
my second property. I
paid
half of that.
C-A-Y-E
just got the certificate.
My second half is due.
And I recently found out there are
both of those.
K-Bank, C-A-Y-E in Belize.
What I had read
and there's was
pre-COVID
they did finance
both of those.
So
since COVID, they have not.
What I had read
started again,
was pre-COVID, they did
America
finance foreigners.
Since COVID, they have not, but apparently they have started again, and that's in Central
no,
America.
But I mean, you're considered
I'm a foreigner.
I'm definitely not a Nicaraguan.
I don't even speak
French. I mean, I was Australian when I purchased property.
I'm a foreigner.
There are loans you can get from America.
I
mean, I was Australian when I purchased property, so there are loans you can get from properties in America that you do need to put more percentage down to get a land. 20% I team number. So I purchased
LLC
properties in America as a whatever foreigner, and I had to get an ITIN number.
Higher down in Nicaragua as well. Same.
ITIN.
It's basically like if you don't have a social security number.
Higher down in Nicaragua as well. Same.
ITIN. It's basically like if you don't have a social security number, it's a tax number.
Individual tax identification number.
Yes.
ITIN. Kathy's got the next question. For Aussie Steve, how did you find it in New Orleans?
I mean, New Orleans, I've bought a lot of properties in New Orleans, and I find them,
for
you know,
Aussie
through all
Steve,
sorts of marketing channels, a lot of online
marketing.
I mean, New Orleans, I've bought a lot of properties in New Orleans,
as well,
and I find
so
them,
I get
you know,
a lot
through all sorts of marketing channels, a lot
the
of
ones
online
I found
marketing,
in Australia, though,
get a lot
like,
of inbound
they
leads,
weren't in
I do wholesale as well, so I get
to find the areas that were
good. The ones I found
have
the most
appreciation,
I believe.
They weren't in my area.
I put
a lot
of
research
to find
census data
on changes in mean
appreciation, I believe.
The makeup of families, and I was looking for
census data
on changes
in the income,
but hadn't really
the makeup
in
of growth
families,
yet.
And I was looking for,
and that's how I picked the areas
that were increasing
in
the income,
to
but hadn't really increased
Courtney,
in growth yet, and that's how I picked the areas and to invest in.
Courtney's got the next question. Yeah, can you tell me the stats for each okay, so like let's give the summary answer on that, because that's definitely nitty gritty and a lot of numbers and math and blah
okay,
blah.
So I can give you numbers. I forget.
Are you dealing maybe in smaller houses, bigger houses, or are you doing like
mega?
Blah, blah, blah.
I can give you numbers. I forget.
Are you
square meters? Like we're on a metric, the different
system,
so I can't even translate it to square foot. But they're mostly square meters. Like we're on a metric, the different system, so I can't even translate it to square foot. But they're mostly
property
I bought in Australia,
360,000
properties. I can tell you the numbers though.
A lot of them
the average
years,
property I bought in Australia was
$300,000
so
and
the capital growth
sold
was
a lot of them
up
and
I had 20%
down
on average
so
my return
dollars
so
was about
19% the capital growth was pretty good and I had 10% I had 20%
have two down, properties the first
so,
one has a
3
bedroom 2 bath home with a built-in pool on an acre ocean views
have two properties the first one
has a 3
bedroom
2 story building with
a built-in
pool on an acre
so I have 3 total rental units to the beach
in that property
also has a
3
bedroom
building with top and bottom casitas, so I have 3,000
rental units.
My second property is on the beach, one 3-bedroom and
from the beach.
It was
380,000.
It's a 4-bedroom, 4-bath.
My second property is on the beach
and
across from the beach.
It was 380,000.
What used to be a hostel but needs repaired, which I have not repaired yet.
And
I don't remember
my cost of repairs.
What used to be a hostel but needs repaired, which I have not repaired yet.
40,000 in the first property, but that's because I added a generator.
Repairs. Power goes out there a lot.
I put a total of about
40,000
in the first property, but that's because I added a generator. Power goes out there a lot.
At the most,
and
so
in the second property, I've sort of
so our property is a 2-bedroom.
Times I don't have a total, but
we paid 37
at the most so far.
37.5.
So our property is a 2-bedroom,
which was very cheap compared to we paid 37. $37,500
got about $4,000 into
which was very cheap
furnishing
compared
for
to everything else
and
we looked
about
at.
$4,000
into
rehab.
We
really actually
got about $4,000 into
condition. We just did some
furnishing
for
it and
had
about
$4,000
into the rehab. It's really actually in very good, very good condition. We just did some upgrades and added some appliances.
So Michael's saying, all right, Michael's got the next question. You're doing short-term rental, Airbnb type stuff. So Michael's saying he's assuming
are
you coordinating that rental over here, Airbnb type stuff.
Yes, Airbnb. I have a property manager who is the Canadian couple who owns the beach bar who first
yes,
helped me
Airbnb.
Find my first property.
I have a
and
property manager
who is the Canadian couple
and
owns the beach bar who first
so
helped me find my first property.
They help
and
me
they've lived there
the
for 12 years. They know everyone
people.
And everything. So they manage,
long-term
but then
rentals,
they help me hire the grounds
property managers
people
really,
and the cleaning people.
Easy to find in Australia, so it's different
mine
to
America.
Mine were long-term
America,
rentals, and
property
managers were really easy to
like
find in Australia,
most
so
real estate
different to America.
In
America,
most
managers,
people don't use property
they're generally
managers.
Good.
In Australia,
they charge like 6%.
It makes it very much like a commodity. Most
they're all long-term rentals. I had no trouble finding property managers.
Generally good. They charge like 6%. It's less.
So we hired a property manager, and then as far as doing the turns, we stayed in that area for about 2 weeks. Hired a property manager, and then as far as doing the turns, we stayed in that area for about 2 weeks. We went to all the local restaurants and met all the people and found.
I do all the Airbnb reservations and stuff, and then we have a Google sheet between us.
I do all the Airbnb reservations and stuff.
They just
and then we have a Google sheet between us, so they see all the check-ins and check-outs. So I do the intake. They just handle the cleaning
over there.
That end,
as we are here.
In general, no. However, near where I live, near where my places are, there are some super high-end resorts.
Near where I live,
there are
near where my places are,
those places.
There are some super high-end resorts,
and there are more and more girls who have worked at those places, so they're getting better standards for cleaning.
All right, Lars has the next question. Are you subject to Schengen restrictions? What was that last part? Do you say no?
Subject to Schengen restrictions
on what? What was that last part? Do you say no? Schengen restrictions
on
what?
90 out of 180 days.
So yes, that's correct. Now we could have. Someone earlier talked about citizenship.
Being in the country,
I think,
90
out of 180
days.
So yes, that's correct. Now we could have. Someone earlier talked about citizenship.
I think Nicole
somewhere between
250
euros and 500,000
euros
and stuff
you
get
if you spend.
So yeah, just like any American citizen,
250
euros
and 500,000.
And that's not just Greece. That's anywhere in the
Europe. So yeah, just like any American,
you can come there for 90 days.
Foreigner,
you have to be gone.
And that's not just Greece. That's anywhere in the Europe. So you can
in
come
Nicaragua,
there for 90 days.
I'm actually
days.
Working with my
you
attorney right now on residency.
Days, so come back for 90
and
days, yes.
They have several programs.
In Nicaragua, I'm actually working with my attorney right now on residency.
And own real property, there is a
they have several programs. We're trying to figure the best one to fit
Alex,
under. But if you
Michael,
invest a certain amount and own real property, there is a
this
path.
This is Michael Temple. Now, Michael has discovered that
Alex
has the ability to have another passport in another country.
This is Michael Temple. Now, Michael has discovered that
we're not
going to
cover that here because that doesn't apply. But if any of
you
you're interested in that? Are you okay to take questions? This is Michael
so
Temple.
We're not going to cover that here because that doesn't
Cyprus
apply. But if any of you are
Cyprus.
Interested in that, are you okay to take
and
questions?
And his sweet daughter's here. Good to
this
meet you.
This is Michael
you.
Temple.
Cyprus
and his daughter
or Greece.
Can do it too.
Cyprus.
And his sweet daughter's
Mariana
here. Good
seems
to meet
not
you.
Be shy. Make friends. Okay.
And his daughter can do it
way
too.
Way to go. Alex, next question. Mariana seems to not be shy. Make friends. Okay. Way to go. Alex, next question. So you're looking at residential with your STR, or are you looking at all at commercial?
I'm not, personally.
So you're looking at residential
I'm interested in
with
a couple
STR,
hotels that are for sale in the area.
Commercial?
I'm not,
personally. I think we're going to stick with residential for now.
I'm interested in a couple hotels that are for sale in the area.
Easy to liquidate if you need out. Next question.
I think we're going to stick with residential for
you
now.
You're way over there. Can you shout, or you want to wait till I get over there?
Easy to liquidate if you need out. Next question. Eva, you're way over there.
What is your return on investment for each property?
I mean, I've calculated my ROI is about 19% annualized on my Australian investments. I mean, I've calculated my ROI is about 19% annualized.
Since I don't have a mortgage, and I haven't sold anything, and
it'd be about a break even.
Since I don't have a mortgage,
and I'd say about
it's all pocket money, but it'd be about a break even for me at this point.
We picked up a house, and I'd say about exactly the same as euros for 37. Again, what we're looking at
that's really going to be our return.
We
did it for the long play. It's a growing tourism area there, especially surf tourism. And
I did it for the long play.
It's a growing tourism area there, especially surf tourism. And so I'm looking long term. Plus, I kind of want to be there.
Next question is from Paul. Did you have to create or form or build any domestic companies that were local to that country in order to hold title?
Did you have to create or form or build any domestic companies that were local to that country?
Do it as your own self or in order to hold title?
We just did it as our own selves. I mean, it's totally different in Europe, like as far as liability. It's not. We just did it as our own selves. I mean, it's totally different.
No liability. I started down the path of getting what their equivalent of an LLC, just because that's how I always do it here. I started down the path of getting what their equivalent of an LLC, just because that's how I always do it here. But they have some weird requirements. You have to have someone in the country vouch for you, and it just at the end after conversation, it just wasn't worth it.
And I actually started me coming to America. I had this credit LLC visa, how I can actually be a resident. I actually started a business. I have an E2 currently applying for EB11 visa, which is how I can actually be a resident of America.
Vina has the next question.
Currently applying for EB11, which will make me a citizen, maybe. So fingers crossed on that one.
Vina has the next question. Would you be making a profit if you didn't spend so much time in your own house?
Or my friends spending time in my house? Yes.
Would you be making a profit if you didn't spend so much time in your own house?
Or my friends spending time in my house?
So she spends a lot of time in her own house. She likes it. And you actually have excursions, one all about tarantulas, I understand. So she spends a lot of time in her own house. She likes it.
Find one little tarantula and you hear about it for the rest of your life.
All about tarantulas, I understand. Every tarantula you can imagine.
Find one little tarantula and you hear about it for the rest of your life.
So can you talk about infrastructure issues? Somebody mentioned a generator already. That was not to be overlooked. Sometimes the power. So can you talk about infrastructure issues? Somebody mentioned a generator already. That was not to be overlooked. Road issues, getting there, airplane flying.
Power's not a lot there.
Is there Ubers there? Road issues, getting there. How do you have guests coming there? Are there particular issues? Is there Ubers there? Taxis? How to
So for our house, we're 2.5 hours from Athens Airport. We're down on the Manny Peninsula, which is southern Greece.
So for our house, we're 2.5 hours from Athens Airport.
So I mean, you wouldn't be there are taxis, but you wouldn't. Which is southern Greece. If you were staying there,
we're on one of the tips there. You'd hit some other.
So I mean, you wouldn't be there. There are taxis, but electricity, no problem. Electricity coming right to your house.
I'm sure you'd hit some
other sites. There's water coming right to the house.
As far as like electricity, no problem. There's
the thing I really liked about buying the property in Greece.
There's water coming right to
one of the mandatory things Greece has to sell a house.
The thing I really liked about buying a property in Greece
is one of the mandatory things Greece has to sell a house is you have to have a civil engineer the house look at the certified as being all sound.
Inspect the plumbing, the electric.
So you have to understand, I'm in a town that is a fishing village. There's a good little community of expats. So you have to understand, I'm in a town that is a fishing village. There's a people from good little community of expats.
The Nicaraguans who live there don't have electricity.
The Nicaraguans, for the most part.
People from another country living there.
We actually have a WhatsApp group for the gringos, and it's called
Gigante Electric. The electric goes out so often.
We actually have a WhatsApp group for the gringos, and it's called Gigante Electric.
A gringo,
goes out
white
often,
person.
So
what is,
it'll be.
So what someone from somewhere else.
A gringo
it's
is
a tourist.
It's what they. It's what the Nicaraguans call white person.
So someone from somewhere
okay,
else.
Okay, so we have this WhatsApp group, and every
it's
time they, the power
it's what
goes
the Nicaraguans
out, like,
call
have you reported?
Us.
Have you reported? Because
okay,
it's
so
hard
we have
this
WhatsApp group,
and every time the power goes out, someone's like, have you reported? Have you reported?
For the most part, they ride little motorbikes.
Understand,
most of them still
there's
cars, there's a couple cars in town. For the most part, they ride down the highways even. Around most town, of them still cows, horse and wagon, and walking down and the street.
You'll
so
see them going down the highways.
We do have really good around town. Wi-Fi for some
cows,
weird reason.
Pigs,
electricity is just on and off.
So, like I said, I put generators in because I figure if I'm Airbnb,
electricity is just on and off.
Have power.
Like I said, I put generators in because I figure if I'm Airbnb,
you know, people are living to know they always have power.
But yeah, it's kind of the Wild West where I am.
Community, like what they do for a living, and they go out every day and they fish. And
Chris
they
has the next
cook
question.
Their food in communally, like outside. It's just amazing.
All right, Chris has the next question. So she's from Brazil. She owns commercial and residential in Brazil.
And I have property in Spain.
So she's from Brazil. She owns commercial and residential in Brazil. And property in Spain because Brazil wasn't enough, right? Okay, so they asked that in the beginning, and they just liked the area. They went there and visited. So do you mean something deeper? Okay, so they asked that in the beginning, and they just liked the area. They went there and visited. So they just
so
liked
you mean
the area and
deeper?
Fell in love with it? Is that a
yes.
fair assessment? All right. Paola, you have a question?
So they just liked the area and fell in love with it? Is that a
yes.
fair assessment? All right. Paola, you have a question?
Yeah, hi.
How did you transit the money from the U.S., which has money restrictions, anti-money laundering
how
laws,
did you transit the money from the U.S.
blah, blah, blah,
wire transfer, just like here. In fact, most of the attorneys in Nicaragua
laws,
have a bank account in Miami,
blah,
so you would not
blah,
even
wire transfer,
to do it.
Just like
in
here.
One
fact,
time,
most
I had to do an international
wire transfer
have a bank
because I sent
in Miami,
direct,
so you would not
the
even
second payment
to
directly to the seller.
One time, I had to do an international wire transfer because I sent it.
The attorneys in Nicaragua have a bank account
directly to the seller who, by the way, lives in Australia.
But the attorneys in Nicaragua have a Miami bank account. For wire transfers.
So it's super easy.
So for us, we had to come up with $10,000 of outside the deal cash. So for us, we had to come up with $10,000
of
outside the deal cash.
Part of it was the money.
Like a bribe?
Yeah.
No, it was part of it was
part of it was the part of it was the attorney who did the closing.
Yeah.
She said she had a credit card machine.
Part of it was the
we get there that morning.
The attorney who did the closing.
She said she had a credit card machine. No problem.
So we brought
$6,000 U.S.
Oh, my credit card
machine. I brought three.
You're gonna need to give me cash.
We converted that.
So
and
we brought
$6,000 U.S. with me. My wife brought three. I brought three.
To clarify,
yeah, it was crazy. Like I was carrying around 10,000 euros. Like and it comes in 50.
Okay.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like I was carrying around 10,000 euros. Like
any international terminal is going to have a
hold on.
Transiting 10,000.
You need to be
US
careful about
how
10 grand
out
of the
country.
Clarity.
Any
that
international terminal is going to have a jetway sign that says you're transiting.
So again, it was.
You hear he said six and three? There was a reason for
that.
That's
true.
Don't pay a thought
right
not doing that.
Why?
So again, it was.
You hear he said six
I was going to say, wise.com is a good place to transfer money if you have a bank account.
To clarify, WYZE.
I was going to say, wise.com is a good place to transfer money if you have a bank account in that.
And it's good to pay virtual assistants.
WYZE.
It's an app.
Yeah. It's really good.
And to clarify the Brazil question, yes, it's because I found.
Yes,
it, but I did
weird.
Have an eye
yes.
on long.
Yeah,
I do believe
and to
that
clarify
area is
the Brazil question,
a lot of
yes,
money.
Is because
minute,
I fell in love
I was
with
in
it,
Costa Rica
did
for the first
have an
time
eye
24
on
years
I
ago.
I do believe that
area
is going to be worth
a lot of money.
For
me,
I was in Costa Rica
like
for the first
Rica
time 24 years ago.
24 years ago,
Nicaragua now where I'm investing is very, very much.
So yeah, I did
Costa Rica was.
It was 24 years ago before it got too touristy and too expensive. So yeah, I did have. It wasn't pure love.
All right, Michael's got the next question.
So following up on that, about with very insecurity, and you make a contract to buy something, there are, I've heard about very inexpensive deals and
wait a minute, so I've heard about cheap deals in other countries, and you're talking about security of the deed? Wait a minute, so I've heard about cheap deals in other countries, and you're talking about security of the deed? Like gangs running around security? Drug dealers, drug lords. Do you need an AK-47 to buy a house? Like gangs running around?
Right.
Security.
Nicaragua is the safest country in Central and I would submit much safer than here. They have virtually zero. Nicaragua is the safest country in Central and I would submit much safer than here. They have virtually zero violence.
Nicaragua is
very safe.
They do have petty crime.
It's the safest country in Central and I think also South America.
Nicaragua
is very safe.
I feel safer there than I do here.
It's the safest country in Central
and I think midnight also, easily and never think twice think about it. More I worried about a monkey than I do jumping here. Out of the...
I walk the half mile to my house at midnight easily and never think twice about
it. No,
my more
God,
worried
they're
about
horrible.
A monkey
don't read it.
The...
They'll scare you. It's
well,
ridiculous. I mean, they're still talking about the Sandinista
shit. No, my God, they're horrible. Don't read it. They'll scare you. It's ridiculous.
I mean, they're still talking about the Sandinista shit that's happened 30 years ago.
Low G-rated. Let's go.
Sorry, stuff.
CNN over here? Listen to this. This is Courtney. Okay. Courtney's a platinum on Delta.
Questions?
CNN over here?
All right, Courtney, ask your question.
Listen to this. This is Courtney. Courtney's a platinum on Delta.
How many more are you looking
all
to
right,
buy?
All right, Courtney, ask your question.
Or do you ever want to consider other countries?
How many more?
I would love to have a property everywhere and travel the whole world all the time and stay in my properties. I've looked at properties everywhere and travel the whole world all the time and stay in my properties. I've looked at properties everywhere. Will I just have pulled the trigger? And now I'm kind of in love with this town. So yes, I want more there. But he asked about cheap properties. I mean, the prices I gave you, like that house on the beach, could easily be $4 million.
But he asked about cheap properties.
I mean, the prices I gave you, like that house. You will someday be the only $4 million.
Some days, be the only person on that beach. States. And this
there's
is
a guy in this
beach.
Little town. He's a surfer dude. He's
80.
Some days, be the only person on that beach.
His name is
there's
Dale.
There's a guy in this little town. He's a surfer
came there
dude.
In the 80s.
There was
80.
No roads.
I can't even imagine. It was
he,
just
his
jungle,
name's Dale.
He owned a whole bunch
came
of property
in the 80s.
There was no roads.
I can't even imagine.
It was part of what he owned.
He owned a whole bunch of property, and
he built the house.
Where my first house is, where they built the house.
Part of what he owned.
In the pool.
He traded
that property
to make him a website.
Where they built the house. It's
in
an acre. 1 acre where they
so,
built
yeah,
the house.
There's
and
cheap property
in
Nicaragua.
He traded it for someone to make him a
I,
website.
I would say,
in the
90s. So I intended to keep
so, yeah,
my stream.
There's cheap property in Nicaragua.
I like the diversification. I do like having
I would
in
say,
in all my properties
so
in Australia.
I intended to keep my
when I came here, I had six.
They
like the diversification. I do like having properties
in
different
areas.
In all my properties in Australia. When I came here, I had six. They were in three different states.
America was better.
All in different areas.
And that's
so
I like that.
Really because of the financing.
Started to sell them.
America has 30
fixed
out debt.
America
Americans,
better.
Guys,
and that's
like
that doesn't exist
really because
else.
Of the financing.
Like you need
right?
to understand
America
that
America has
one of the
30
best
fixed
things debt
around.
Americans.
So
guys,
in Australia,
like that doesn't exist everywhere else.
Interest rates are variable.
Like you need to
so
understand that
it's
one of the best things around.
Interest rates going up.
So in Australia, any time the reserve
are variable,
the Fed
so
essentially
I would
raises
letters,
rates, your rates go up.
Interest rates
so I started getting those letters,
and
I'm like, why?
Any time the reserve these burrs in
the Fed
America,
essentially raises rates,
these 30
rates
fixed
go up.
Debt.
So I started getting
like,
those letters,
that
and
I can
like,
sit on forever.
I'm
like,
man,
I'm doing
these
burrs
in America,
these letters. So I start
this 30
year
fixed debt.
So
I
think it's good to have diversification.
I'm like,
man,
why am I
do not sleep on America?
30 year fixed debt.
So I think it's good to have diversification.
It's true. It's the best financing. And if your goal is to
sleep on America,
definitely you wouldn't want to be doing it.
Thing
in
the world.
It's true. It's the best it's financing. And if your goal is,
your goal is
to have a property
you
as many places in the world
in
so you can travel
again,
and stay there and make money in the meantime, you know,
if your goal is
to have a property as many places
are,
in the world so you
right
can
about,
travel
you know,
and stay there and make money in the
it's
meantime, you know, it's,
right,
it all depends on what you want and what your goals are. But he's completely right about, you know, flipping. It's
you plan to be residents at some point?
All right, Chris has another question. Do you plan to be residents at some point? Are you planning to move there permanently, or are you still going to stay a U.S. citizen and this is your primary domicile? Are you planning to move there permanently, or are you still going to stay a U.S.
Yeah,
citizen
your domicile,
and this is
your
tax
primary
domicile?
Domicile.
So, are you going to be double taxed,
yeah,
or are you
your
get a
domicile,
credit? Your tax domicile.
So
are we not, wait a minute.
Going
to be double taxed,
legal,
or you get a credit tax, or other personal advice? Right.
Right.
All I do is give my stuff to the accountant
legal,
at the end of the year, and he tells me what to do. I have not been
right,
double taxed
right.
to date.
All
I
do
is give my stuff to the accountant at the end of the year, and he tells me what to do. I have not been double taxed to date.
We had thought about it early
on,
but
that's all I really know.
And the crazy thing is, in the last
I don't plan on becoming a citizen.
We thought about it early on
the last couple months.
I bought into three different businesses. And the crazy thing is, in the last
going to be a little bit busy here.
We bought the house in March, and in the last couple of months, I've bought into three different businesses. So
Michael
going to be a little bit busy here right
question.
Now.
Does anybody else want to know that?
I have no idea.
One? Two?
Michael.
Okay, come ask Michael in the end, because there's probably some moving parts.
Does anybody else
want to
know that?
About the double taxation.
There's credits and whatever.
Okay, come ask Michael in the end, because that there's probably some moving parts.
About the double taxation.
There's credits and whatever, and there's how many days. And
did you have a question?
The word domicile, D-O-M-I-C-I-L-E, that is a word. It's tax, whatever.
Did you ever consider France?
Mariana likes France.
God, yes, I would love to have a place in France. Not see, when I was in Paris, I looked at buying a houseboat on the Seine there. But God, yes, I would.
It was a little above my price range.
See, when I was in Paris, I looked at buying a houseboat on the Seine.
Looking at other countries, I mean, we're always.
It was a little above my price range.
We're looking at and that the question about looking at other countries. I mean, we're always looking at anytime we travel.
You don't.
But it's got to be the deal.
Find the deal.
That allows you to be very picky.
I think you either got the wanderlust or you don't.
But it's got to be the deal. That allows you to be very picky.
Why don't we give you guys extra time in the hall? Let's do this. We're starting to get down to individual questions.
Chris over here, so why don't we do this?
Is from Brazil.
Why don't we give you guys extra time in the hall?
She is first time at this conference.
Chris over here.
She is a joy to get to know.
Is from Brazil.
Do yourself a favor.
I called out Michael Temple over here.
First time at this conference.
It's not your first time.
She is a joy to get to know.
And he is
do yourself a favor.
Too.
I called out Michael Temple over here.
Folks, and then
it's not
your
first
time.
Aussie.
And he is also a joy to get to know, too.
Aussie, Steve. Come on.
Spend a little time with those folks. And then
who do we have up here?
Aussie.
And then Kathy.
Aussie,
and then Jeff. Can we show them some love and appreciation for what they did today? Can we amp it up a little louder?
Can we show them some love and appreciation for what they did today?
Excellent. So thanks, folks.
Can we amp it up a little louder?
No, we can
stay here. Did we hit all your questions? I think
we have anything
I think so, and if not, come on up right now.
Did we hit all the questions?
Dinner on your own.
I think so. And if not,
5 to 7, you can come on up right now. I don't think we have anything in this room. Our next thing is dinner on your own, 5 to 7.